Mr. Bond, allow me to present before they leave us Countess Lubinsky, Lady Victoria Devon. Mr. Bond. Well, my dear fellow, your reputation precedes you, of course. I'm honored that your government should send you on so delicate a mission. Well, to apologize in person for the loss of my space shuttle. How would Oscar Wilde have put it? To lose one aircraft may be regarded as a misfortune. To lose two seems like carelessness. And your loyalty commands respect, Mr. Bond. You have arrived at a propitious moment, coincident with your country's one indisputable contribution to Western civilization. Afternoon tea. May I press you to a cucumber sandwich? No, I own a number of subsidiaries throughout the world producing components. The conquest of space represents an investment in the future of the entire human race, Mr. Bond. It is therefore logical to seek out the best that each nation has to offer. Both, Mr. Bond. Not at all. I'm sure Mr. Bond is eager to start his tour. Miss Dufour will escort you to Dr. Goodhead, who will show you round. Ask anything you like. A pleasure. Look after Mr. Bond. See that some harm comes to him. Ah, my dear Bond. This is Mademoiselle Daladier and La Signorina Del Matteo. I'll see you at lunch. A pity you leave us. Such good sport.
Oh, really, Mr. Bond? Take my gun. A stray bird may fly over. I'm afraid it will get you to the airport in plenty of time. Come now.
Oh, you're too modest, Mr. Bond.
Over there. You missed, Mr. Bond.
You were with Bond last night in my study.
No, I...
You showed him the safe.
I didn't.
I'm terminating your employment. You will leave immediately.
Frederick Gray, what a surprise. And in distinguished company, all wearing gas masks. You must excuse me, gentlemen, not being English. I sometimes find your sense of humor rather difficult to follow.
Mr. Bond, you defy all my attempts to plan an amusing death for you. You're not a sportsman, Mr. Bond. Why did you break off the encounter with my pet python?
I discovered he had a crush on me.
Jaws. The curse of a civilization. It was neither war nor pestilence that wiped out the race who built the great city lying around us. It was their reverence for this lovely flower.
Because long-term exposure to its pollen caused sterility.
Correct, Mr. Bond. As you discovered, I have improved upon sterility. Those same seeds now yield death. Not, of course, to animals or plant life. One must preserve the balance of nature. Because I needed it, one of my own moonrakers developed a fault during assembly. Now you have distracted me enough. Jaws, Mr. Bond must be cold after his swim. Place him where he can be assured of warmth. Even in death, my munificence is boundless. When this rocket lifts off, I shall be leaving you in your own private crematorium. Mr. Bond, Dr. Goodhead, I bid you farewell.
First, there was a dream. Now, there is reality. Here, in the untainted cradle of the heavens, will be created a new super race, a race of perfect physical specimens. You have been selected as its progenitors. Like gods, your offspring will return to Earth and shape it in their image. You have all served in humble capacities in my terrestrial empire. Your seed, like yourselves, will pay deference to the ultimate dynasty which I alone have created. From their first day on Earth, they will be able to look up and know that there is law and order in the heavens. Launch globe number one.
And the launch is scheduled.
Check radar jamming system. Well?
Jamming power supply and backup have failed, sir.
Investigate immediately.
Investigate number 28, immediately.
James Bond. You appear with the tedious inevitability of an unloved season.
I didn't think there were any seasons in space.
As far as you're concerned, only winter. And the treacherous Dr. Goodhead. Despite your efforts, my finely wrought dream approaches its fulfillment.
Your dream, whatever sort of nightmare it is, has no chance, Drax.
You think not? We shall see.
We're coming up to second launch position.
Launch globe number 2. No doubt you have realized the splendor of my conception. First, a necklace of death about the Earth. 50 globes, each releasing its nerve gas over a designated area, each capable of killing 100 million people. The human race, as you know it, will cease to exist. Then, a rebirth, a new world.
U.S. spacecraft on course to intercept us, sir.
Activate laser. Prepare to destroy spacecraft. You see, my dear Bond, we're well able to protect ourselves against all enemies. Allow me to introduce you to the airlock chamber. Observe, Mr. Bond, your route from this world to the next. And you, Dr. Goodhead, your desire to be America's first woman in space will shortly be fulfilled.
Leaving you on your flying stud farm, conceiving your new master of race.
If you like, yes.
And of course, anyone not measuring up to your standards of physical perfection will be exterminated.
Certainly.
Interesting. Most interesting.
Jaws. Expel them. Jaws! You obey me! Expel them! Hold them!
Sir, U.S. spacecraft. 3 minutes to intercept.
Stand by to laser it. Double the guard at every entrance in this satellite. Report intruders' progress throughout the space station. Proceed! At least I shall have the pleasure of putting you out of my misery. Desolated, Mr. Paul.
Heartbroken, Mr. Drax. Allow me. Take a giant step for mankind.